last book of the Bible and the first introduction that is given of the Lord Jesus here, when he starts to give us the letters unto the angel of the second chapter of Revelation, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he. And then we have a description in every one of these seven letters, a description of Christ. Here is the first description. He that holdeth the stars in his right hand. Now, if you look at verse 20 of the previous chapter, the last verse of chapter 1, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels or messengers of the seven churches. The preacher, the minister, the pastor of the church is the star. And the seven candlesticks are the seven churches. Now, it shows you here that Christ holdeth this preacher in his hand. And notice it's not his left hand he holds the preacher in. He holds the preacher in his right hand. And of course that's the sword hand. It's the hand of the sword. Because the preacher is to preach the word, and he should preach the word with the right hand of Christ being upon him. And then he's the one that walks. He holds the preacher, and then he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Christ walks in the church. He examines everyone that presents themselves to worship God. God has examined my heart this morning and your heart before you ever came to this house of God. He walks. And then when you come down a little bit farther, you have the second description of Christ. In verse 7, and it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. So the one that holds the preacher in his hand, the one who walks in the churches, is the one that brings you to the tree of life. And we're back to Genesis, the third chapter. Eve standing at the tree, and she's not allowed to eat it. But now, thank God, we're allowed to eat of the tree of life. For the Lord has brought us to a place of feasting. There's the fire of the preacher in the hand of Christ. And then there is, when we come from the fire, we come then to his walking. And there we have the foot of Christ, the fire of Christ, the foot of Christ. And then we have the feast of Christ. We're eating a feast. We're at the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. May we eat it in reverence and godly thanksgiving for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads in prayer. And some brother will lead us in prayer now and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You have us in your hand. You're walking amongst us. And praise God, you're feasting us at the tree of life. Amen.
gracious Eve. Eternal Heavenly Father, we'll thank you for your precious word to our hearts this morning. And you showed us, Lord, at Calvary that the devil was a broken-headed adversary. We'll thank you, Father, for the finished work of your Son on the cross of Calvary. We'll thank you for that one who bore our sins in his own body in the tree. We'll thank you for that one whose every bone in his body that was wrenched out of joint. Thank you, Father, for the 5 bleeding wounds of your only begotten Son. No wonder the hymn writer penned the word "see" from his head, his hands, his feet. Sorrow and love flow mingled arm. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet or thorns compose so rich a crown? We thank you, Father, for the broken body of our Savior on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for that one who finished the work that he was sent to do. The old book of God tells us this man, after having made one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. We thank you for that one who is alive forevermore, for that one who the third day the Spirit rose Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
We thank you that he ever lives to make intercession for us. We thank you for this table that's laid before us, this feast. You've said in your word, this do in remembrance of me. And this table, Father, is only till you come. And as we partake now of the bread, it'll always remain bread. But it reminds us of that body that was broken for us. Father, we say thank you in your Son's precious name.
Amen. Amen. The people of God said, Amen. Same night in which our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We will turn to the hymn number 423. 423. I must have the Savior with me.
Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Yes. Lord, we thank you that your servant has showed us that the true preacher of God is in the right hand of God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you that you are walking among your church.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for your presence at this very table. Lord, we thank you for the invitation to your table. And Lord, we thank you it's because of that precious shed blood. That precious blood that was shed on Calvary.
Oh, God.
Lord, that blood that Satan hates.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you that at Calvary, Satan is a defeated foe.
Glory.
And Lord, we come this morning, and as we look at this wine, we think of that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. And Lord, we can say with the hymn writer, was it for me he bowed his head?
Yes.
Upon the cross and freely
God.
Shed, that precious blood, that crimson tide, was it for me the
yes.
Savior died? Thank you, Lord, we can say today with redeemed souls, it was for me. Yes, all for me.
Amen.
Oh, love of God, so great, so free. Oh, wondrous love, I'll shout and sing. He died for me,
yes.
My Lord and King.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I was only a dirty old hell deserving sinner,
yes.
But you sent your Son
Hallelujah.
To die for me.
Amen.
Lord, he shed that precious blood.
Amen.
Lord, he took all my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died
Hallelujah.
Alone. But Lord, praise God, today he's the risen, exalted
Amen.
Savior. And Lord, someday we're going to sit around another
praise
table,
God.
That great supper table of the Lamb, and we're going to praise you forever. Lord, thank you for your presence in this house this morning. Thank you for the old book of God.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord, for the promises of
Amen.
God. And thank you, Lord, for the instruction
Amen.
Of the Word of God. Lord, help us to defend the book. Help us to love the book. And help us to read the book.
Amen.
For we ask it all in thy wonderful name. Amen.
Praise
God.
And everybody said, Amen. The Lord also took a cup. And when he had supped, he said, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which was shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. We hold the cup until everyone served, then we'll all partake together. Let's sing verses 3 and 4 of the hymn 423. I must have the Savior with me. I must have the Savior with me in the onward march of life, through the tempest and the sunshine, through the path to lend the strife. Then my soul shall bear no ill. Let him leave me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still. I must have the Savior with me, and his eye the way must guide, until I reach to the vale of Jordan, till I cross the rolling tide. Then my soul
Hallelujah.
Shall bear no ill. Let him leave where he will, I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still. Let's all partake together. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood
Hallelujah.
Shall never lose its power
yes.
till all the ransomed church of God
Hallelujah.
Be saved
Amen.
From sin forevermore.
Amen.
O God, do us good as we leave this house. Help us to bear the fragrance of this holy and blessed feast
yes.
all week.
Amen.
And O God, may we be feeding on the Lamb
Glory.
Of God. We thank Thee, our God, that the blood on the household, yes, which gave them safety. For the blood of the Lamb inside that gave them the true food. Lord, we have partaken of the blood. Help us to partake of the food of the Lamb for Jesus' sake. And everybody said,
Amen,
and shouted, Hallelujah.